ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
As the daughter of Aussie rock music royalty, Ellie Mae Barnes has long known the thrill of performing. I mean, it's in the family, right? From singing backup for her father, Jimmy Barnes, to eventually taking to the stage as cabaret performer. Her latest work seems like a natural progression, but it's been a long road to get here. I carry around all the lovers are returning to the mothership. All the lovers are believing in it. All the lovers are returning to the mothership. She's a thought. No Good is the debut album by Ellie Mae Barnes out this week, and it's our pleasure to have her on Breakfast. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So lovely to have you on. Tell me how big a dream this has been for you to get this album out.
So big. Huge. The biggest. The main one.
The biggest of my dreams. I won't probe into your other dreams. Tell me.
Yeah, definitely don't. They're nightmares.
Yeah. Musical family, which means music was always there for you. When did you realise it was the thing for you?
It's always been the thing. Music has been my constant and, you know, my magic and my escape and my everything. My main painkiller and my bubble that I've been in that's kept me everything.
You're a cabaret performer too. Is there anything you're bringing from the cabaret stage to the project?
I don't know. My clamshell? No, I don't know. My many personalities are certainly coming along with me.
People may not know that you have cerebral palsy. A couple of years ago, you had to relearn to walk again after undergoing surgery. That's obviously been a tough journey, right?
Definitely a particularly traumatic one for sure. But cerebral palsy has always been, you know, obviously part of my life. It's a lifelong disability that's incurable. But learning to walk again was certainly something that was pretty eye-opening for me. And I hopefully won't have to do that again. But it definitely made me reprioritize a lot of things. And I think it was something that pushed me to maybe pursue this a little bit more.
Last year, your dad, Jimmy Barnes, underwent major surgery after a serious infection. How is he now?
Oh, he's doing so well, which is such a relief. He's really just the toughest thing. Thank God for that because, you know, dad's meant to be here. He's lived through a lot of things that maybe a lot of people wouldn't have.
I can imagine that would have been pretty tough for the family. So let's talk about the growing up bit again. You grew up around some of the best musicians, obviously your dad, but, you know, you had access to so many. What was that experience like in terms of your entry point into music?
Well, I guess it's my normal. So for me, it felt pretty natural, but I guess I don't take it for granted. I'm aware that the people that I was surrounded with happen to be some of the best musicians in the world, if not the universe, having not really explored it myself. But, you know, these people are my favourite people in the world and just the most beautiful humans. But I happen to have been exposed to them and their talents throughout my life, and they also happen to be the best. So I am just really, really lucky, and getting to grow up around them and those happen to be the people I get to work with. It's just, you know, I'm so lucky and I'm so grateful, and I'm just blessed that they happen to also want to work with me, and I don't know why. It's like the who's who and who the hell is she of music. So I'm just really eternally grateful that these people have lent their time to me.
It always starts with who the hell is she, though. It has to. It has to be the beginning for everyone.
And I'm just I will be thanking them forever for the gifts that they've given me, because they gave me their time and built up my confidence. And I will always be grateful that they helped me make this album.
Now you're going to perform a song, She's a Thought. Take it away.
Thank you. She's a thought. There's a line that I can't trace. I take a brush made of
Ali May, that was great. Thank you so much for performing for us.
Thanks for having me.
She's a Thought from the new album No Good from Ali May Barnes, which is out now.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.